hard to imagine punk rockers aging gracefully, but consider Jesse Malin. Jesse Malin formed his first punk rock band in 1980 at the age of 12. That band was called Heart Attack. He was the front man for D-Generation, a New York-based glam punk band, from 1991 until they disbanded in 1999. That's a true punker pedigree and a hard thing to leave behind. But now Jesse Malin has done that. He's resurfaced as a roots rocker, more in the vein of Bruce Springsteen than Johnny Rotten. Listen to this. It's called Queen of the Underworld.
You say you want a revolution, something you can touch, like an age-old contradiction with alcohol and lust.
Queen of the Underworld from Jesse Malin's new CD, which is called The Fine Art of Self-Destruction. Mr. Malin joins us from our bureau in New York, and with him is his keyboard player, Rob Cloris. Thanks to both of you for coming in.
No problem.
Jesse Malin, to listen to this album, one would just not have any idea of your previous punk life. Do you regard it as a complete departure?
I don't really. A lot of people say that. I mean, maybe it looks different, maybe it's a little quieter, but to me, it's always been about songs. You know, I'm not a big fan of being like in that box. There's all these different labels. Are you emo core? Or are you alternative country? Or are you glam metal punk? You know, to me, it's just rock and roll. It's just music, and, you know, let the songs just be what they are. But
you basically started your first band as a child. How did that happen? Did your mother know what you were up to?
I was, like, really into this karate stuff. I was real violent into Bruce Lee and Billy Jack and Kung Fu. And then I saw Kiss and the Sex Pistols, and I figured I could take all that anger. I don't know why I was so angry. And beat it into a guitar. And so I heard about CBGBs. And in those days, they didn't really card anybody to come in. And I went down there and did the audition night when I was 12. I think they failed me. But about 4 months later, we were playing there, me and my friends from junior high school. And it was just something really to do. I really didn't fit in my neighborhood and, you know, where I grew up in Queens, everybody was wearing their designer jeans and listening to, you know, Duran Duran. And I just wanted something a little more aggressive.
You've got a thing for New York, I guess.
New York definitely such a strong character. You just walk out your door and it's real prominent. You know, I've always been a fan of people that have been able to capture the dark romance of this city, you know, from Martin Scorsese to Woody Allen to The Clash or whatever. That I think it's a great backdrop and setting for a lot of things that happen.
In a number of the songs, there's a lot of sort of geographical references. There are lots of places, the subway. Brooklyn is an example of a song like that. Could we hear that one?
All right, let's try Brooklyn.
The last car on the line, I guess you're backed on time. The ghost of Christmas past left Walt Whitman in the trash, and you started out with nothing but lonely days. You used to like the sad songs of doom and gloom. You started out with nothing but throwaways. You couldn't live with me, so you moved to Brooklyn. Brooklyn. Artificial deserts. Some have cars, some have kids. Hit the path mark after work. Some never been past the bridge. And you started out with nothing but lonely days. You used to like the sad songs of doom and gloom. You started out with nothing but throwaways. You couldn't live with me, so you moved to Brooklyn. Brooklyn. just to serve. Only beaches in your dreams. No more trannies near work. It's still a drag walking in Queens. It's all blood money in the bank. Somehow some people find the nerve. Like the soldiers they think down in D.C. If I could only find the words. And you sort of love with nothing but lonely days. You used to like the sad songs of doom and gloom. You sort of love with nothing but throwaways. You couldn't live with me, so you moved to Brooklyn.
That is a really beautiful song.
Thank you.
I understand that Ryan Adams, who was with Whiskey Town, produced this CD for you. And these are one-take songs?
Yeah, I only had 5 days to do the record. I actually was living at this really cheap apartment in New York City, and somebody bought the building, and they asked me to leave. So they offered me a sum of money to go. I didn't own it, but I had the lease. And so I went from a $400 apartment to being homeless, but I had some money to pay off some debts so I could walk down some other blocks and use the rest of the money to make this record. And we only had enough money for 5 days. And, it was all done live because that's the way he likes to work, just everybody in one big room, like the 50s or something, and just doing the songs as they came down, just pretty much straight, like, and live and in your face.
Is that the apartment where you had the Hell's Angels across the street?
Yeah, it's the safest block in New York City, actually. They watch the bikes and they watch the block. You don't need gates on your windows. And so that was it. It was $400 a month. And now I think some guy probably with a lot of bread and a cappuccino machine is probably paying a lot of money to live there.
Cigarettes and Violets. That's a bittersweet song about love with a lot of
dysfunction.
But I was going to say pictures in it. There are a lot of pictures in that song. Could you? I think we would like to go out on that song. So what I was going to ask you to do is think about doing a shortened version of it. You want to kind of think about how you would do that if you did a slightly shorter version of it?
Yeah, we're arranging here. We're doing the Quincy Jones, Phil Spector edit remix, Suicide Mission.
For the cops and robbers.
Okay, so whenever you're ready.
Now, since you're going to play us out of the studio, let me thank you ahead of time. We really appreciate your coming in to talk to us. Jesse Malin's new CD is called The Fine Art of Self-Destruction. He joined us along with keyboard player Rob Cloris from our New York bureau. Jesse Malin, thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, now let's hear it.
You smell like cigarettes and violets. You invite me in but won't tell me your name. Your hands held all the aces, kings and queens, but still you lost the game. Messed up like a sunset, too close to be a star. Messed up like an actor that got stuck doing porn. Messed up skipping dinner and living on popcorn. Messed up like a song. Right turn in the wrong lane. A quick fix, but all your love's in vain. Best schools, worst grades. Sold out, but baby, forgot to get paid. Messed up like the father who couldn't see the son. Messed up like an outlaw who blamed it on the gun. Messed up like an in-law who did what one might. We messed up here tonight.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News.